This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With Congress back from its summer recess, Governor John Bel Edwards was in Washington Thursday, pressing for more federal flood recovery funding.
Our goal is to make sure that those people coming back to Washington, D.C. from all over the country know what happened here in Louisiana.
Yet there are concerns that more federal dollars flowing into the state budget will lessen any legislative will to enact comprehensive tax reform next spring. Louisiana Budget Project Director Jan Mueller.
It's not going to solve these structural problems in our budget. That's a job for the legislature, and the best time for them to do that is 2017.
But consider the fiscal philosophy of House leaders, as succinctly stated by House Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry.
We have to balance cuts with revenue.
And the state will see a sales tax revenue bump this fall as residents repair and replace their flood-damaged property.
Don't forget that even though the state's going to get some new tax revenue from this, the state is also incurring a lot of unexpected expenses. FEMA is going to pay for a lot of that, but they're not going to pay for all of it.
No matter how much federal help Louisiana gets, Mueller says it's not going to stop temporary taxes from going away.
There's $1.3 billion in tax revenues that the legislature raised in the last couple of years that's coming off the books in 2018 that has no replacement. Anybody who thinks that this little uptick in tax revenue that we may see from the floods is going to solve that $1.3 billion problem is dreaming.
But lawmakers have dreamed before, cutting taxes once they saw the state treasury swell with federal funds following Katrina and Rita. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.